everybody. I am your guest host, Alex Newman. I'm filling in for Daniel Brigman today. What an honor and a pleasure it is to be able to spend the next couple hours with you folks. So thank you so much for tuning in. I think we've got a great show lined up for you today. If you are not aware of what is happening in California right now, that's going to change today. So today, we're going to have two fantastic guests for you coming on. We've got Gary Gilano, really one of the foremost experts on what's going on down in Southern California right now. If you have not heard of his very popular YouTube channel, Grindall 61, you've been missing out. I mean, basically, he's down in San Diego, and they are on the front lines of what is happening to this country in terms of the sustainable development ideology, in terms of the flooding across the border, in terms of the destruction of local government and the transformation of our system of government from one of local self-government to one of globalist and regional government. And then in the next hour, we're going to have Dan Titus for you. He is one of the premier experts on what's happening in California with the sustainable development agenda, with the way they are basically trying to destroy freedom. And you know that saying, so goes California, so goes the nation. And so I think today we're going to spend the day really drilling down into what is happening in the once great state of California. So I hope you guys will stay tuned. That's going to be a great show. If you don't know these two activists yet, you'll definitely want to stay tuned. These guys are on the front lines. They're doing the heavy lifting in terms of exposing and opposing the lunacy happening in California. And they've actually won a lot of battles. So, you can learn some valuable lessons about how you can resist these efforts, how you can defend freedom in your local community. And boy, do we need that today. I am standing in downtown Manhattan. I'm right smack in the middle of Manhattan, New York. As I mentioned, I'm Alex Newman. I'll be your guest host today. Normally, I am the foreign correspondent for the New American Magazine. And at the moment, I'm actually traveling all across this great country, warning parents about what is going on in the government indoctrination system masquerading as a public education system. I actually have had the honor and the privilege of coming on this show, the Power Hour with Daniel Brigman, to talk about all that. So if you're a regular listener, you should be pretty well aware of now what is happening in the government school system. And, just to toot our own horn here, if you're not a subscriber to the New American Magazine yet, you need to be. Along with the Power Hour, it is one of the best sources of accurate, reliable, useful information and intelligence that you can get your hands on. And in addition to the print magazine, we do we have an online portal where we put up usually about 10 new articles per day on the news of the day. So you can check that out right now at thenewamerican.com. Subscribe to the daily headlines. That's free. You'll get the best and most important news of the day right into your inbox. And if you go check it out right now, some amazing headlines. The downfall of CNN continues. The fake news kingpins of CNN. People just don't want to hear lies. So I'm very encouraged by CNN's plummeting viewership. A few months ago, even during prime time, they were getting less viewers than Ancient Aliens. So that just warmed my heart. It gave me a warm, fuzzy feeling because we need to recognize the Communist News Network or the Clinton News Network, whatever you want to call it, that's not real news. It's hard left-wing establishment globalist propaganda. The goal is to subvert our freedom, to confuse the American people, to lie to us and to get us to support the globalist agenda, whether that be opposing our Constitution or supporting the flooding across the southern border that's taking place right now. It just, it never ends with the CNN fake news. So it really brings joy to my heart to know that they are collapsing. And, if they want to turn the ship around, it's really not that hard. People want the truth. And if you doubt that, you can see with the social media censorship, it's just been absolutely crazy. Alex Jones, I think, is an interesting example, and I know everybody's got their own opinions of Alex Jones, but if you look on his YouTube channel before they banned him, he had more subscribers than most of the fake media outlets combined on YouTube. During the election, he was dominating over the establishment media. And so that tells you that people are hungry for the alternative media. People are hungry for truth. They're tired of the fake news. They're tired of the fake networks. And, you know, people really want good information. So it's a great time to be alive. Fake news is imploding. You know, we saw during the 2016 election that they no longer control the narrative at this point. You know, they're actually in some really serious trouble. You had all the fake news outlets combined could not prevent the election of Donald Trump. And so that's really encouraging. You know, the news on the Donald Trump front is not everything we wish it would be. You know, I'm sure a lot of the listeners know Bilderberg took place last weekend, and one of the attendees was actually Jared Kushner, of course, one of Trump's close advisors, in fact, Trump's son-in-law. And so, you know, we wonder why Trump's close advisors are going to hobnob with the globalist elite at Bilderberg. That's a good question. Somebody ought to ask him. You know, anybody who goes to Bilderberg, in my opinion, has some very serious explaining to do. It may be that Jared Kushner received authorization for that from Donald Trump, in which case he wouldn't be in violation of the Logan Act. But a lot of the Americans who go to these things do not have authorization, and therefore, in my opinion, are committing a flagrant violation of the Logan Act. They ought to be held accountable. You know, rumors swirled that Mike Pompeo was there too. And, you know, just in the last few days, weird stuff happening. You know, Trump tweeting out that he's going to support the LGBT Pride Month. And, you know, he's going to go demand that all the other countries of the world accept homosexuality. You know, regardless of what you think about the LGBT stuff and the homosexuality stuff, Trump was absolutely right when he stood up in the General Assembly and said that we, the United States, are not going to be telling other nations what to do or how to govern or what kind of laws to pass. And in exchange, we expect the same courtesy. So Americans will govern America, and other people can govern their own countries as they see fit. It is not the job of the U.S. government to go around spreading its ideas to the world. We can lead by example. You know, we should be a beacon of liberty, of Christian civilization here. We should be an inspiration and a model for the world. But under no circumstances should we go around telling foreign countries how to govern themselves. And unfortunately, Trump has kind of gotten caught in this trap, it seems. You know, John Bolton demanding wars everywhere, Trump demanding that foreign governments bow down to the LGBT agenda. Very, very troubling. Last year, Mike Pompeo was tweeting out celebrating LGBT Pride Month. They were raising LGBT Pride flags at all our embassies. You know, that's just, it's so highly inappropriate. It makes you wonder what's going on there. I think Trump got a little bit nervous. I don't know if you guys realized the last few days, if you followed his Twitter account, you saw that he was just constantly tweeting out, you know, retweeting tweets from churches, Christians, evangelicals. Actually, on Sunday, I was down in Northern Virginia at the McLean Bible Church. With Pastor David Platt there, and as luck would have it, 15 minutes after we left, Donald Trump showed up and asked the pastor to pray over him. So I think he's a little bit worried that he may be burning his bridges with evangelicals, and of course evangelicals are really responsible for putting him into office. So because he was. He was really speaking our language. You know, he was explaining the Christian foundations of America. He said over and over again that God gave us our rights. We ought to, you know, smash globalism. So he really was speaking the language of evangelicals, but he seems to be wavering a little bit. So we'll see. Big things planned for 2020. As I mentioned to you guys, we're going to have two phenomenal guests today. I've got the first one on the line. His name is Gary Giuliano, and I had the pleasure of meeting him at the Red Pill Expo. I think that was 2 years ago now, because the next one's coming up this weekend in Hartford. I'm actually on my way there right now. But Gary is an amazing guy. Again, as I mentioned earlier, he's down in San Diego, and he is on the front lines of what's happening. If you haven't seen the videos he's got on his YouTube channel, you got to go check them out. It's Grindall61, and you know, you'll see footage from town hall meetings, stuff that the fake media will never show you. This is a guy that you need to be following. You need to be monitoring what he's doing, and you need to be supporting him, because he really is doing, like I said, the heavy lifting here. If you're just tuning in right now, I'm Alex Newman. I'm your guest host today on the Power Hour, filling in for Daniel Brigman, one of the most amazing radio hosts, not just in America, but in the world. And Gary, I understand we have you on the line. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, absolutely. It's a pleasure. And, Gary, you are really doing some amazing work down there in Southern California. Why don't you just give us, to start with, a quick snapshot. What is the situation down there? What does it look like in Southern California right now? What is the fake news not telling us about the situation on the border, the situation with the sustainability, you know, all the things that are on your mind, on your heart right now? Tell the audience a little bit about what's happening there.
Southern California, actually, to be specific, I'm in the L.A. area, not San Diego. But in the it's not going very well. We just had an election, obviously the midterm, and we got trounced pretty bad. And each election is getting worse than the previous one. It is a one-party state, and the Democrats, after each election, seem to gain more power. What's been my focus specifically as of late is we recently in L.A. County elected a new sheriff, Alex Villanueva, and when he won, it was a pretty historic victory because he was the first sheriff. The previous sheriff, McDonald, was the first sheriff in over 100 years to not be reelected. So this guy was not expected to win. And this guy actually ran on a platform of open borders, removing ICE from the jails. And, of course, he won. And he's now keeping all of his promises. And the most recent thing that he has done that's quite egregious is over here in California, we have the SB 54 sanctuary state law. And I'll just explain that really briefly because most people don't understand what that actually is. It's not sanctuary for people illegally in the country as long as they're in California. That's been the case for decades already. But what it is it's sanctuary for people who are illegally in the country who are sitting in a jail. So the California state legislature actually passed a law for people who have been convicted of crimes. And what that law does is prior to the law, when someone illegally in the country was sitting in jail and they were about to be released, the jail would contact ICE. ICE would come pick them up, and then ICE would do whatever it is they do with them, hopefully deport those people. But that is no longer the case. The jails are no longer allowed to communicate with ICE, and so when the people, the illegals, are done with their sentence, they are released back into the general population in the streets. And there's it's not as cut and dry as I'm explaining it. There are stipulations where the jails can't communicate with ICE still, but the way it works is it has to be a very serious crime for ICE to still be in communication with the jail. And so what California has done, and this is a multi – this has been years in the making that about what I'm about to explain. So we have three laws in California. Two of them are ballot initiatives, propositions. It's Prop 47, Prop 57, and Assembly Bill 109. And those three things, they all do different things, but they all work toward the same goal. And to sum up what those three things do is they basically reduce felonies down to misdemeanors, and it also releases prisoners early. And so what the people who support SB 54, what they always tell us, is they go, oh, well, ICE is still allowed to be contacted so long as the person is convicted of a felony. Well, the problem is most of the felonies are now misdemeanors. So, like, and so, for example, you know, if you get charged with DUI or felony DUI, you know, they'll contact ICE, but hardly anybody ever gets felony DUI. It's usually misdemeanor DUI. So what the sheriff recently did is he came out. And I actually taped this meeting. It was at a meeting, and he said that because what happened was when they passed SB 54, it was really watered down from the original bill that was proposed. So it didn't have the amount of strength and teeth as what they originally had wanted. And so he comes out and says the bill as it was passed was only passed for political purposes, and the actual intent of the law originally was not passed. And to sum up what he said he wants to enforce the original law that was never even passed to begin with, but that's what was meant to be passed. And so what he did was there are some misdemeanors that were on the list where you could contact ICE, and he removed 50 of those misdemeanors. Now, let me tell you what some of those misdemeanors are, and it's pretty shocking. One of them is death by hazing or serious bodily injury by hazing, and I'll explain why that's significant in a moment. Threatening a juror or a judge, basically all kinds of different crimes that involve threatening politicians or bribing politicians. Another one was my favorite one was they actually have on there if you attack the president of the United States or the vice president, that you it's only a misdemeanor and you are not subject to deportation. Now those and then of course there's a whole array of sex crimes that are and all kinds of like human trafficking, fake IDs. All of those crimes are now non-deportable in California if you are convicted. Now, those different things are significant, and this is the theory that I've kind of come up with as of late about this sheriff. And the sheriff is Latino. I think that's a very significant thing to point out. We just did a town hall with him, and after most of his answers, he gave the answer in Spanish. So it kind of gives you a little bit of an idea of, you know, where this guy's head is at. But he so death by hazing, all of these different crimes, these are all cartel, gang activity, and organized crime. You know, think of what goes on in Central America, threatening jurors, threatening judges, threatening politicians, bribing politicians, sex trafficking, you know. And then so in other words, if you're here in the United States and you're an MS-13 gangbanger and you kill someone during a gang initiation, that you know, they are not subject to deportation, and it's only a misdemeanor. So that's what we're dealing with here right now in California is this new sheriff. He's basically telling organized crime and cartels that Los Angeles County, which has a population of 10 million people, is a safe haven for you.
And so why do you think they're doing this, Gary? I mean, do you think they just, you know, really love gangbangers and they decided that, hey, we shouldn't prosecute gangbangers? Or do you think there's another agenda at work?
Well, I've been saying this for a while. And when they were going through the process of passing the law, you know, our argument was, why are you trying to protect criminals? You know, it's one thing if you know, you have some, someone that cleans houses that's never committed a real crime except for crossing the border, which, you know, to me that is a crime and should be deportable. But, you know, aside from all of that, you know, someone who's never actually committed a crime and, you know, they are trying to make a life for themselves, for them to say we're going to protect that person, okay, that's one thing. But for someone who's actually sitting in a jail cell and you're saying that we're going to protect them, that's just unbelievable. And so what I was saying back then, I refer to it, this is their takeover army. All of these people that are in jail that they want to have released out into the public, you know, they need these people up here because in Mexico especially, I think it also happens in Central America, but I know firsthand from information I've been given that this is what goes on in Mexico. In the schools, they are taught that Mexico is stolen land, that California and the eight states, Texas, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, that those states are stolen land as well as Mexico. But those states more specifically are stolen because for less than 30 years they were part of Mexico. There was a war. There was a treaty, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, where the United States paid money to Mexico to purchase land. So it was purchased, but they don't care about that. They say it's stolen, and so that's why. When people like if someone comes illegally from the Middle East or China, Asia, Africa, you know, really anywhere else, for the most part, they kind of have like a gratitude, like okay, you know, I'm here. Whereas with Mexico, they believe they are entitled to this country, and that's why.
It's so interesting that you mentioned that, Gary. And I grew up in Mexico. Actually, I moved there when I was four. And I learned that exact same thing in school from my Mexican teachers. And in fact, the whole entire class hated me. You know, they learned about how the evil gringos marched down and stole their land and caused the poor niños héroes to jump off the Castillo de Chapultepec to, you know, save the honor of their country. And America is evil and we're entitled to that land. I observed it all firsthand. It really is incredible. And I've seen, you know, if people want to see what this looks like in Southern California, go to Gary's YouTube channel. Check out some of those videos. You'll see people fly in the Mexican flag and just screaming obscenities about America, the country that you know, gave them refuge and is actually, you know, giving them sanctuary even though they broke the law to get here. It really is incredibly grotesque, in my opinion. And you know, I have nothing but sympathy for the people of Mexico, having grown up there. But it's so off the charts crazy what's going on in Southern California. And you know, I think a lot of the people who are involved in this don't even realize they're being played as tools by the globalist elite who want to smash America and everything that it stands for. They want to create a North American Union. And on the other side of the break, Gary, hopefully we can get into a little bit the USMCA and kind of the erasing of our borders. We're going to be going to a break in just a moment here. But, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is the Power Hour. I'm your guest host, Alex Newman. I'm filling in for Daniel Brigman today. We have got a packed lineup for you today. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we've got two great guests from California. Folks, if you don't know what's happening in California, you need to know, because this is what's being planned for our whole country. California just happens to be on the front lines of it, and I can't think of anybody better to shed light on these things than Gary, who we've got on right now, Gary Gileno of Grindall 61 YouTube channel, and then we're going to have Dan Titus in the second hour. So again, this is the Power Hour. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to go to a break in just a moment here, but you are listening to one of the best radio programs in America. Stay tuned. For some reason, I can't hear the background music, but I think we're supposed to go to break at 26 past, and that sounds like the music right there. So we're going to go to break, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more from the Power Hour. On the other side, you'll hear more from Gary, so stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to The Power Hour. I am your guest host today. I'm Alex Newman. I'm the foreign correspondent for the New American Magazine, and I'm filling in for my friend Daniel Brigman today, who is just amazing. I know you tuned in to listen to him, but you get me instead, so hopefully I'll be at least an adequate substitute. Well, folks, I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thank you for spending part of your day with us, and I think you'll really appreciate this information that we're going to bring you. On the line with us, we have Gary Gileno, who lives down in Southern California, a tremendous activist. He's kind of on the front lines of exposing some of what's going on down there. If you haven't seen his YouTube channel yet, it's Grindall61. You may have seen it without realizing it was Gary. Some of his videos just have massive numbers of hits. And what you're going to see on his channel is stuff that the fake news will not show you. And before we went to break, we were talking about how a lot of the Mexicans who are coming across the border were brainwashed in Mexico to believe that, the southern part of the United States, the southwestern part of the United States is stolen land and it really belongs to them. And, a lot of people actually believe this, and I can vouch for that because I was raised, I lived 7 years in Mexico. I lived in Mexico longer than any other place in the world. I'm actually a permanent resident of Mexico, which is very difficult to get, by the way. Their immigration laws are very, very strict, especially compared to ours. But that's exactly what I was taught, that the evil gringos came down and stole their land and, humiliated them. And at some point, they feel justified in coming across the border. And, if you watch some of Gary's videos, you'll see them say, hey, this is stolen land. This is Mexico. Get out of here, you Yankees, and whatever. So incredible stuff happening. Gary, thank you so much for being with us. And I wanted to spend a little bit of this next segment here. I think we've got probably about 20 minutes or so, maybe a little more, 21 minutes. I wanted to talk a little bit about the USMCA, the US-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement. Folks, Gary was kind enough to invite me onto his program on his YouTube channel to talk about the USMCA, and he is one of the few people who's been willing, to brave the anger, the rage of the Trump supporters. And, you know, I'm a Trump supporter. I'll happily admit that. But when he's wrong, we need to say he's wrong. And Gary is one of the few out there who has been willing to risk upsetting some of his subscribers and viewers to talk about this. But we need to talk about it. So, Gary, would you tell us a little bit about the USMCA? What is it? And why ought Americans be concerned about this? And if you know anything about the current status, that would be great.
Yeah, I think you probably know more about it than I do, but essentially when Donald Trump was campaigning for president, one of his campaign promises was that he wanted to renegotiate NAFTA, and that's essentially what the USMCA is. It's the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, which if you ask me is just a rebranding of NAFTA. I don't really think it's really at all different. And some of the most alarming things about USMCA is it essentially incorporates the Trans-Pacific Partnership as well as the Paris Agreement, and it kind of rolls it all into one document. So, for example, there's a page in the document for the environment, and it says goals and objectives. And before I even say that, anyone who studies or is familiar with the concept of sustainable development should know that that anytime you see that term in any documentation, that it's like a red flag. And the term sustainable development is in the document dozens and dozens and dozens, probably hundreds of times, at least 50 times that I saw, maybe even a lot more than that. But it says under goals and objectives that the purpose is to further sustainable development. And, you know, sustainable development is the governance structure of the one world government system. So, you know, you have capitalism, you have socialism, communism, you have all these different types of governance. And what they're trying to accomplish with sustainable development is they want to usher in a new form of governance, which I refer to as climate change governance. And I believe it said something similar to that in the documentation, that they want climate change to essentially govern the world. And what that means is all laws will be passed based on climate change. So if, you know, what you're allowed to drive, if you're even allowed to drive, how you get around, where you live, how you live, what kind of dwelling you live in. So, for example, the ultimate goal of sustainable development is to get everybody out of single-family homes, because the pushers of this concept do not like single-family homes. They don't like single-family homes because they claim they have a large carbon footprint. And the reason why single-family homes have a quote-unquote large carbon footprint is because if you have a single-family home, you probably have a yard. You might have a pool in the backyard. You probably have a driveway, and if you have a driveway, you have a garage, and if you have a garage, you have cars. And if you have a home, you have air conditioning and all these different things that take energy. And if you're living in the suburbs, that means you're driving to a job, and they just can't have that anymore because, you know, driving's evil and it causes pollution and all this different stuff. So they don't want you living in a single family home. They want you living in a large apartment building. And then,
folks,
you know,
pay attention to what Gary is saying here, folks, because this sustainable development ideology, actually, this is part of my mission right now. I'm on a national speaking tour exposing the public school system, and this is, it ties right into what I'm doing. You know, if you listen to the UN, they'll actually tell you that this sustainable development agenda is going to be achieved through the education system. So in Agenda 21, you go to Chapter 36, and you'll see education, so-called, what the UN considers education, is crucial to bringing about all of this, because they know older Americans are never going to accept this totalitarian ideology that Gary was just explaining. In fact, you know, if you really want to understand sustainable development, just take everything that God ordained and flip it upside down. So, you know, God told us to be fruitful and multiply. Well, they'll tell you, you absolutely must not be fruitful. You absolutely must not multiply because it's bad for global warming. You know, God ordained private property when he said, thou shalt not steal. And so these people say, well, we got to get rid of private property. We have to have, you know, collective land ownership. And if you read the UN documents, they make all this perfectly clear. And under the guise of saving us from CO2 emissions, and actually the last time I guest hosted this program, we had some experts, including Debbie Bacigalupi of California, talking on the subject. She and I had just returned from the UN Climate Summit in Poland. I mean, this is the pretext that they have to build this global government, right? It's a global problem, this alleged man-made global warming, the idea that the gas you exhale is toxic pollution. And so it is being used as the pretext to erode our freedoms, to erode our self-governance, to erode our national independence, to erode our free market economy, and to bring about this totalitarian global system. So Gary, tell us a little bit about what the sustainability fanatics are doing in California and in Southern California in particular. What does that look like on the ground? Because I know you guys are way more advanced than us, but just share a little bit, if you would, what this, in practical terms, what does this mean for the people of Southern California, and what is it going to mean for the people of the United States as this ideology spreads like a cancer?
Yeah, it seems to be happening everywhere already, because every time I make videos about this stuff, people tell me, oh, I have that where I live too. You know, and they might live in like Tennessee or somewhere. But what they're doing is there's massive building going on. Everywhere you drive, you see these 4- or 5-story apartment building structures going up. And, you know, like the most, well, aside from L.A., the most egregious example is in Anaheim, where Disneyland is at, where the, you know, the Angels baseball team plays. They have it's called the Platinum Triangle. And they've already started it. They're well into the development process. But they're going to build 20,000 new apartment units. And for the most part, as far as my understanding is, a lot of them, I don't want to say they're empty, because I'm pretty sure they're not empty, but, they're not filled, and they continue to build as they're not filled. So, and then you see these reports that, you know, the American birth rate is at record lows, yet they're building, you know, all of these structures. So there's heavy building going on. They're altering the roads. So, like, you might have a 3-lane road become a 2-lane road with a bike or bus only lane. Sometimes it's a 2-lane road going down to 1 lane. And essentially they're trying to cause traffic. In LA, they had a plan where they actually said in the plan that the purpose was to make traffic so miserable that you just don't want to drive anymore. You know, they're banning all the plastic stuff. Like, you know, we went to a restaurant the other day. They didn't give us straws. You had to ask for one. And then the straw that we got was a paper straw that melts in your, you know, your drink, actually dissolves in your drink. They banned plastic bags. You know, well, they didn't really ban – the whole thing's a scam. But if you go to the grocery store – you can no longer get a plastic bag, the little, they call them single-use plastic bags. They're real flimsy, thin ones. They now have a thicker plastic bag that takes like 1,000 years to biodegrade in a landfill, and you have to pay for it. So there's just all kinds of things that they're doing to alter our lives. And, you know, on the whole NAFTA thing, or USMCA, that's in the document. Dozens of times this terminology, and it says the purpose is to further sustainable development. So that's very alarming.
That's right,
to me. There's the whole, you know, the North America Union stuff's all in there. It talks about how the purpose of the document is to make the NAU, the Canada, America, Mexico bloc. They refer to it as a bloc. They want it to be an economic bloc to compete with the European Union. So the United States is not competing, you know, nationalistically with other countries. We're merging ourselves economically with these other countries, and we're competing as a bloc against these other bloc countries.
That's the agenda right there, folks. I mean, that is the agenda. They're dividing the world up into these regional governments. You know, in Europe, they use the same pretext, you know, economic, free trade, et cetera, to create the European Union superstate, which is now, you know, now has a parliament and a single currency. It is basically, you know, a regional dictatorship over the formerly free and independent and sovereign peoples and nations of Europe. That same thing is coming to America, folks. NAFTA was described, as Henry Kissinger, as the most creative state step toward a new world order taken by any group of countries since the end of the Cold War. Well, the USMCA is a giant leap forward on that agenda. It, as Gary has explained, it enshrines this crazy totalitarian ideology of sustainable development. It takes further steps to merge us, to abolish our borders with Mexico and Canada. And actually, it's worse than NAFTA in many respects because it covers so many additional areas of law. It even enshrines protections for sexual orientation and gender identity. You know, whoever would have thought that a trade agreement was a place for gender orientation and identity and all this kind of stuff? It's absolute bonkers. And it also incorporates big parts of the TPP. And so this battle has been going on for a long time, folks. The architect of the North American Union over at the Council on Foreign Relations was a guy named Robert Pastor. And shortly before he died, he released a book, and he explained that the John Birch Society and the Eagle Forum had successfully stopped any progress on this agenda during the Obama administration and during the Bush administration. Unfortunately, though, you know, they now have their minion, Robert Lighthizer from the Council on Foreign Relations, who has resurrected this agenda, and unfortunately, somehow they've got the Trump administration pushing it. It flies in the face of everything he campaigned on. And so, folks, if you want something you can do to get active, to help protect our freedom, to help protect our national independence, which guarantees our freedoms and our rights, you can get on the phone with your member of Congress and start getting them aware of what's happening. You go to thenewamerican.com. We've got lots of useful resources there. You'll find all sorts of information about the atrocities buried within this monster document. We can still stop it. It's not too late. You know, if you just quote President Trump himself, you know, he said, we're not going to do these regional trade agreements anymore where we're going to be surrendering our sovereignty to multilateral organizations and entities. And that's exactly what this USMCA does. It sets up these transnational North American bureaucracies. It solidifies the power of these transnational kangaroo courts, I call them, you know, where investors and companies can sue the people of the state of Florida or even the United States and have things overturned because they don't line up with this USMCA. And again, the head of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, he actually talked about that this USMCA is NAFTA plus TPP plus 10 or 20%, we should get it passed immediately. Folks, when the head of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, one of the premier deep state institutions in the United States, is offering kudos for something, you know it's bad news. Gary, you know, you guys are also on the front lines of this, you know, mass migration, you know, with the erosion of our border. Tell us a little bit about what that's like. You know, some of the videos on your YouTube channel are just incredible, seeing, you know, these illegal immigrants just shouting down Americans, acting like, you know, we're the problem in our own country. Talk a little bit about what you guys are seeing down in Southern California, how bold these people are getting, and, you know, what are the implications of that, first of all, for California and later for the rest of the country in terms of voter fraud, in terms of the loss of our freedoms, in terms of the balkanization of our country?
Yeah, so there's a few things that we're seeing. The, you know, it's really not only a drag economically, but like, well, I was going to say that, you know, we're seeing a lot of preferential treatment, you know, towards the illegals. One quick example, there was a article in the newspaper. It was a small little blurb, like two paragraphs, like it was just on a corner of a page. And in the article, they said a person with a Spanish name, and all they said was that he was an unlicensed driver, and he was driving down the freeway, and he flipped his car over. And in the process of flipping his car over, he crashed into a parked police car, and there were three police officers standing outside the car, and they were conducting some kind of investigation. I think there was a previous crash there, and he struck the three officers. Well, the three officers got injured as a result of this crash. And I think their car, you know, moved into them, and you know they were all put in the hospital. And the result of this incident was this guy was released with no citation, and it said that there an investigation is pending, but once you let this guy go, you're never going to see him again because he's undocumented. You don't know where he lives. You don't know where he's from. You don't know anything about him. And so that we see a lot of that going on, where we're becoming a two-tier society, where if you are of a certain status, and not to change the subject, but I want to read this really quick. So there was a big purge on YouTube yesterday. I had a video taken down, and in the email for the video being taken down, this is what they said. They said, "We also don't allow any content that encourages hatred of another person or group based on their membership in a protected group." So I want to know where I sign up to get membership in a protected group. And, you know, this is what I'm talking about, where I say, you know, these people are essentially above the law, and all the laws are being passed for them. And not, you know, just to be blunt, the California state legislature is basically run by a bunch of anchor babies. I mean, literally, if you look at the people that are in the legislature, they almost all have the same story, you know, because they get in front of the – when they testify on bills, especially in that relates to their people, as they say, you know, they say, well, my parents came here undocumented and da-da-da-da-da. I mean, almost every time you hear that stated by our politicians. So that's who's running our state. And when I had mentioned economically and all of that, you know, we have a huge problem with traffic here. You know, I mean, L.A. is famous for its traffic. And, you know, that's one of my main arguments against this. You know, everybody complains about traffic, but then they advocate for open borders. And I'm like, well, the more people you bring up here, the more traffic you're going to have. The more people you bring up here, yeah, the more crowded the hospitals are going to be. The more people you bring up here, the more crowded the jails are going to be. And that's why people are being released from jail prematurely now. That's why crime is going up. You know, the more people, you know, you have here, it's just a burden on the overall infrastructure of the state. And that's why the state is falling apart. And you know, they talk about affordable housing and there's not enough housing to go around for everyone. Well, stop bringing people in that are going to demand housing, you know, and all of this has contributed directly to homelessness. And if you drive through L.A. right now, it's just a big tent city now. I mean, there are
folks, listen to what he's saying here, folks, because what's happening in California is basically your future, America. California is becoming a third world country. It's looking more and more like the places I grew up every single day. The middle class is fleeing. They're moving to Texas. They're moving to Florida. They're moving to Oklahoma, to Idaho, to Montana, trying to get out of that place. And what you're going to have, and what's already emerging, is basically a third world country where you have the billionaire class, you know, the big technology giants, the left-wing establishment nut jobs running Google and YouTube, trying to censor everybody they disagree with, and the masses, right, the poor, uneducated masses that will do the bidding of the elites. Folks, this is what is coming to all of America if you don't get involved. Gary, tell us in the last few minutes that we have here, where can people learn more about what you're doing and follow your work?
Yeah, so the YouTube channel is Grindall 61, Grindall 61. And if you're only going to watch one video, the video I would recommend is on the homepage. You could just sort by the highest view count and just watch the video with the highest view count. It's a compilation video that I put together of 2 years worth of just all this garbage that I've taped myself. And it just shows how ugly all of this is. Really briefly, you know, on that last question you asked about, you know, what we're seeing here. When we went and saw the sheriff of L.A. County, we saw him in a city called Cudahy. And the city of Cudahy, and this is documented, the Latino population is over 96%. So they basically have completely taken over that entire city. And as we were walking out, there was a flyer on a table that I picked up. And it talks about how people who are illegally in the country qualify for food stamps, welfare, and school lunch programs. So we have people that are in the streets that are living in tents that can't get this stuff because, you know, they'll be told, well, you make too much money or whatever excuse they're given. But if you walk in without any documentation, don't speak any English, I mean, you're immediately put to the front of the line. And that's what's going on in this country. They're creating kind of like a caste system where this one group is ahead of everybody else, and they want it to be like that because they want them to rule over us. Because if, you know, if America becomes you know, 200 million people from Mexico, it ceases to be America. It becomes Mexico. And those that run the country,
right,
you know, they want to have a population that's subservient, that, you know, they're the reason why these countries are the way they are. You know, the population doesn't rise up. They do what they're told. You know, they're told one thing and they just take it. And, you know, America was born out of a revolution. We were born to question authority and to defend ourselves and to have free speech, and other countries don't have that. And so that they want to eliminate the people of this country who grew up with that and replace them with people who don't understand that. And, you know, in a lot of cases, you know, we're sold this lie that people from Mexico are naturally conservative because they're more likely to be Catholic, yet people from Mexico love big government. So they're not.
Folks, let all this sink in, folks, because what Gary is telling you is a warning. You know, they're in California, they're seeing this up close and personal. As somebody who grew up in Mexico, I can guarantee you that everything he's saying is right on the money. You know, you don't want America to become Mexico, I can promise you. You know, and I say that as somebody who grew up there, who, you know, has many friends and family there. And you mentioned something interesting too, Gary, about the illegal immigrants qualifying for food stamps and so on. My wife is actually an immigrant, a legal immigrant, and she had to sign papers that she would never take a dime of government money, that, you know, I would support her and all that kind of stuff. Yet, you know, we've known this for a long time. If she had just swum across the Rio Grande, we could have had all the benefits in the world and nobody would have asked a question. So, guys, this is what's happening. The elites are designing this on purpose. Gary, we've got about 1 minute left, so I hope everybody will go check out your YouTube channel. And, guys, in the last minute that we have, Gary, tell us, what can people do about this? What do you recommend that people do to get involved, to help keep America free and independent? What do you say? Quick, we got a couple seconds left.
Well, I just, you know, if I gotta say one thing, just at least go to your city council meetings. It just, that's a start.
Excellent. Well, folks, you're listening to the Power Hour. I'm your guest host, Alex Newman. Thank you for tuning in. Gary Gileno, thank you so much for being with us. Guys, his YouTube channel is Grindall61. We'll be back in just a moment with another powerful guest to tell us what's going on in California. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-